Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. I've been warning that America is moving towards civil war for some years now. I've expressed my concern that American politics is fast moving from debate to railing irrational argument, and from there it'll just kind of crumble into physical violence. O'Reilly sees it too. Recently, he commented on a poll that says, quote, 70% of Americans believe we are on the verge of civil war, end quote. Now, his response, quote, they're wrong. There's no verge. A social civil war is in progress, end quote. And he's right. You know, really, Charlton Heston, way back, may he rest in peace, declared that America was embroiled in a culture war. The foundation for this current assault on our liberties was framed in Darwin and Marx. It was hardened in Sanger. The playbook was written by Saul Alinsky. The first team of Hillary Obama, well, they ran the ball and gained many yards toward the goal of subverting America and transforming us out from under God to become a communist socialist dictatorship under the Democrat Party. We can still hear the words of Obama resonating in our hearts. America is no longer a Christian nation. Long pause, at least not just, and so on. Anyway, God sent Trump, heaven's whistleblower, to blow the whistle on all this, stirring up the smelly swamp, exposing the lies and the lying liars that tell them. But back to the opening point. We are at war. And while I don't agree with much of what boasting Biden says, with this I fully do agree. We are at war for the soul of America. From Charlton Heston's culture war to Biden's war for America's soul to O'Reilly's social civil war to what's next. That's what I want to talk about today. Hold on. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic. A gourmet meal for the mind.
As you know, Adam is shifty. He's conducting his impeachment proceedings behind closed doors. He refuses to allow the media or any members of the minority party to even sit in on the hearings, much less participate by cross-examining the witnesses and so forth. What is he hiding? A group of brave Republicans tried to storm his little castle, and he ran away. Yeah, grabbed his witness and ran out the door. What's he hiding? Someone says this is a special committee exploring the evidence for impeachment. Well, you see, that's the thing, my friend. Impeachment, it's a pretty serious business. It's something done by the House constitutionally. It's tried by the Senate. It is not something that's done by secret committee. The House has not spoken to the issue of impeachment. No vote has been taken by the House. He has no place or no foundation to proceed. The precedent has been set, and we don't have to go too far back, just as far back as Clinton, who was, well, impeached, by the way, by the House, although he was not convicted by the Senate. So the House voted to initiate impeachment proceedings, and then hearings were conducted, and they were all done in the open. And finally, a vote was taken by the House to impeach, and he was impeached. This was then sent to the Senate for trial. Well, the Senate voted narrowly not to remove Clinton from office, that is, not to convict. But Clinton was impeached because he lied under oath. And by the way, the Senate's decision wasn't based on a discovery that he did not lie. You see, it used to be considered a bad thing when people lied under oath. But when Republicans advanced impeachment articles against Clinton, it was done in the open. It was conducted in accordance with the spirit of our Constitution, orderly, openly, and fairly. It was conducted in accordance with the values of our people. Innocent until proven guilty, you know, stuff like that. A representation for the accused. The rights of the accused duly accommodated and recognized. When Republicans made rules for pursuing impeachment of Clinton, the rules were, well, lawful, mindful of our cherished American values and ideals of justice and judgment. But now, the Democrats. They've got the House, and they're making the rules. And you know, it's like with Obama, you know how they railroaded Obamacare in and pulled all those little tricks of dropping, a 1,000-page laws on the desks of the Republicans, 3 days before they were going to vote. These kind of shenanigans. They've been doing this. It's just infuriating. And here they go again. It's Soviet-style leadership. That's what you have in the Democrat Party today. The accused here is not allowed to have any representation. Witnesses are not cross-examined by those representing the accused or who have an opposing point of view. It's all hush-hush behind closed doors. Someone likened this to the Benghazi hearings, and their argument was that, well, those were closed also because that's the rule. You know, committee hearings are done behind closed doors, and we're just simply following the same rules here. You know what? You're right, in a way. The problem is, this is constitutionally, when it comes to impeachment, it's a House action, not a committee action. Okay? Can anybody just read the Constitution? But anyway, let's just say for the moment, you're right. They're following the Benghazi hearing rules. Okay. And by the way, that's the reason a certain little smoking gun was not made public until only recently by the dogged efforts of Judicial Watch. Thank you, Mr. Fitton. Did you hear about that? Did you hear what was finally exposed? Follow closely, class. You remember Benghazi? Got to start there, sadly. Christopher Stevens, our ambassador to Libya at the time, who was killed when a special mission facility in Benghazi, Libya, was attacked and overrun by militant armed jihadis on 9/11/2012. The story put out by the Obama administration's intelligence community, with his oversight and approval, by the way, was that, well, it was a spontaneous uprising of Muslims anchored by some D-rated American-made movie spoofing Muhammad. I saw the movie. It was ridiculous. This document was among the Hillary emails that were hidden from public disclosure. Judicial Watch filed an FOIA, that's a Freedom of Information Act request, for any emails mentioning talking points or that had as its topic or subject or content any mention of Benghazi or reference to it. Well, this particular email was kept back from disclosure. Yeah. No doubt many others also, but Judicial Watch came across information informing them of this particular email, so they were able to very specifically identify and request it. Finally, the deep state Obama lapdog bureaucrats were forced to cough it up. And what it shows is that Hillary knew the first report of what happened in Benghazi was bogus. She knew it, folks. She knew it all along. We knew that she did, but now we have proof. She knew it when she, under oath, denied it. She testified that she did not have knowledge of information contradicting the IC spin of the Benghazi story. Remember when she, in frustration, exclaimed, "What does it matter anyway? Right? What does the truth matter anyway?" I know. That's the way those Democrats are. They don't care about facts. They care about truth. And truth is whatever they invent. And that kind of truth, you don't need facts for it. You see what I mean? The point is, Hillary lied under oath. This secreted email proves it. The judge that demanded release of this to Judicial Watch said the evidence supports a charge that the deep state swamp bureaucrats acted in bad faith. Not just, oh, oops, we forgot that one, but purposely hid this document from Judicial Watch. It's getting harder and harder to get caught standing too close to Hillary these days. Pretty soon, those supporting her cover stories are going to realize it's more dangerous to be standing with her than it is to be kind of putting some distance between them and her. So watch for the Clinton body count to go up. I don't know about all that, but it is weird. I mean, I don't have time to go through it right now, but it's just weird how that happens. Something comes out incriminating Hillary or getting real close to doing so, and some key person in that chain of evidence comes up dead. Odd how often that has happened. This most certainly would have come up in the secret closed-door hearings. Yeah, and it would have been made public if they had been conducted honestly and with real transparency. The only thing transparent about the Democrats these days is how transparently socialist communist they are, how transparently dictatorial they are in their thinking. They want to now outlaw the word B-I-T-C-H. I just won't use it. It's just a word that names a female dog, but we do use it in a vulgar way. And so they want to outlaw that word. It's just, you know, what can I say? They don't cherish the value of free speech. But because all of this was done behind closed doors, Hillary was able to skate with lying to the American people and to Congress under oath. And that's a felony, friend. So, hey, those of you who are arguing that Adam's behind closed doors inquisition of the president, this lynching that's going on, is simply following protocol regarding committee hearings, well, I guess you can say that you're right, but this is not a committee hearing situation, friend. We're talking about impeachment here. That's a constitutional issue. It's the procedures are named in the Constitution. The House does impeachment, not a committee. Every time the Democrats have control and they're trying to hide some evil deeds of one or more of their own. Yep. It's all, we'll take care of it here in this room while you wait outside. Trust us. Trust us. We're going to get to the bottom of this. I think behind closed doors, you know what they're doing? Working out a way to hide the truth from the American people. No one who thinks like an American believes for one moment that Adam Schiff should be pursuing impeachment proceedings without the full vote of the House. That's number one. Number two, no one who thinks like a true-blooded American is comfortable with the way he's conducting these hearings. All the secrecy and all the rule bending, as if his committee is some kind of grand jury. Ha! You know, at least a grand jury is supposed to be comprised of indifferent persons randomly chosen by the court. Adam's jury, quote-unquote, is comprised only of Hillary-supporting and Trump-hating politicians. There's not a true-blooded American in this country that thinks this is fair. All we can hope for is that there are enough true-blooded Americans left in America who are going to get angry, and I mean downright righteously indignant about this outrageous behavior that's coming out of the left. The most recent example from Schiff and Pelosi, that they will send a message loud and clear in November of 2020 that this is America and we don't do this kind of stuff. This Soviet-style jackbooted business, that's not for us. We don't put up with it in America. We believe in transparency in our government. Well, thank God for our whistleblower. Trump has blown the whistle on these yahoos, which for the record refers to a rude, noisy, or violent person. Yeah, and who does that describe these days? It describes the MAGA haters, you know, who want to knock the hat off your head and throw your Coke in your face and punch you even and attack you physically. Those who cringe when they hear Make America Great Again. Who cringes at that? Who attack you physically if you support Trump. Who wish to threaten us. Who talk constantly about Trump being killed and things like this. Those people are just violent yahoos. But we are Americans. And we will dig in and we'll say, you know what? Bring it on. Don't be fooled by Tulsi Gabbard, by the way. You watch out for that trick. Hillary calls her a Russian asset to get Trump elected. Right. She is a Russian asset, all right. She loves the Russian system. She wants to make America communist again. The way it was under Obama. Remember, he was playing footsie with Putin. Don't you remember that? It amazes me how soon we forget. Remember the hot mic moment when Obama didn't know it was on? Pleading with Medvedev to inform Putin that he could be more flexible after the election. Listen, these are the Russia lovers. These are the ones who are in bed with Putin. Come on. You don't remember Hillary's reset button? Come on. These guys never met a communist they didn't like. And I love Russia, by the way. I've been there, I think, 10, 11 times. I have spoken to the Russian people. I have hundreds of friends in Russia. Beloved of me. There's nothing about Russia that I don't love. I don't trust Putin. They're all, look, this whole crowd, this communist crowd, these communist sympathizing people that think like dictators, they're all Darwin and Marx and Sanger and Alinsky buds. Come on. They're all in bed together. Obama, Hillary, all of them. I know the Dems think you're all a bunch of idiots, but I know better. It is amazing how wily is the devil dealing Dems these days. I agree with Dinesh. Gabbard is, without any question, the best candidate the Dems have going for them. She doesn't talk like an insane person, you know, Biden at all. Be careful here. You could see her suddenly surge toward the end of this race like one of those sleeper horses that blasts off in the last lap and overtakes the leader who's gotten overconfident and starts coasting. Hillary knows how intensely she is loathed by the deplorables and how her own party's weary of her. What a great move, you know, take a shot, an unfair and mean-spirited shot at Gabbard. Of course, I could be just kind of raw jealousy. I wouldn't put it past Hillary, but listen, I wouldn't put this past her either. Who knows? Maybe it'll work to redirect the Democrats abandoning the party for Trump to turn instead to Gabbard, give them that alternative. And who knows? Maybe even some of the Trump-loving independents will find her an attractive alternative. And you see, watch out for this. You need to remember one thing about Gabbard. She endorsed Bernie, and that's all you need to know about her. She's a total raving socialist. She's just a whole lot easier to look at than Warren and talks more evenly and sanely than Kamala and is actually better at hiding her wide-eyed Pollyanna vision of the dictatorship of the proletariat than Bernie is. But she endorsed crazy Bernie. So remember that under the deceptive exterior. There lurks a socialist Marxist communist. And communism, my friend, it's always just one more murder away from utopia. I saw that on a tweet or something, or on Facebook. Okay, listen. Get angry with righteous indignation at what you see Adam Schiff and lying Hillary and Pelosi and all the rest of them doing against all of those who are trying to take this nation out from under God and bring it under tyranny and stand up for liberty by doing everything in your power to make sure Trump is reelected. Don't relax. I remember in junior high, we had a school race. I think it was a mile or something like that. And at the end of the school year, and there was this really tall kid that everybody, including me, knew was going to win easily. Good night. One of his strides was three of mine. So we took off. And as expected, this guy was way out front. I was running about three places behind him. And the nearest person to him was at least 20 paces back. Anyway, I noticed the guy was messing around. I could see him playing with the audience, goofing off. And I thought, hey, I can catch that jerk. So I took off. With everything I had, I started gaining on him, and a few of my supporters in the audience began to notice, and they were getting excited, and I'm shushing them, going, you know, my finger to my lips, just going, no, shh, quiet. And when he turned to look, he caught some of that, he turned to look over his right shoulder, I quickly moved over to his left so he didn't see me, and I snuck up behind that guy, and I beat him at the finish line. Listen, we need to be careful. The moral of this story is you keep your eye on the finish line and stay intensely focused on your objective. Don't let up. Thank you, AJ. Amen, brother. Don't let up. Hold on to the break. I'll be right back.
Encounter God. The word means to meet, to experience, to confront. How would you like to encounter God? Maybe it's been a while since you've experienced God in a meaningful encounter. Renew your experience of God with a fresh encounter this year. Or maybe you've never experienced God and He doesn't seem real to you. You can encounter God and know that God is real. Call 805-714-7731 or go to santamarialighthouse.org. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemy is on the march, and the enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Romney is an embarrassment, really. I'm not even going to get into that Pierre Delecto thing. I mean, it's just embarrassing. You haven't heard about that? Oh, okay. Well, Romney opened a fake Twitter account under the name Pierre Delecto, and then he used it to bash Trump undercover. I agree with Huckabee, who said, how sad. A U.S. senator created a fake name for Twitter and became Pierre Delecto. Hiding behind a pseudonym is what kids, cowards, couch potatoes, or perverts like Carlos Danger do. Anyway, but Bush is right about this. You know, it does show that there is a low boil of discontentment against Trump within the Republican Party among the aristos. It's similar to when Reynaldus Magnus, thank you, Rush, held the Oval Office. Many of the establishment Republicans despised him, but the grassroots support he had kept them at bay. It's the same now, only with a brawler, two-fisted Titus, a scrappy street fighter that is defending our liberties. The globalists hate him, but the Americans, who remember and believe in the founding principles of this great country under God, are for him. They can't understand us. You know, they think Trump is too crude. Let me tell you what's crude. Crude is having an intern perform oral on you, and you know what I mean? In the Oval Office. That's crude. That's crass. That's low class. And as for class, how's this for class? Trump donates all his salary to some worthy cause. Yeah, that's pretty classy. You want to know crude, rude, and obscene? How about McPain walking in and throwing us all under the Obamacare bus just to get in a personal dig against his political enemy, nemesis Trump? What a low-class jerk. You want to talk about class? How about a young man that jumps from his car to rescue a stranger being beat up by a mugger? Yeah, that's Trump. You want to talk about low class? How about Obama and Hillary hiding the truth about Benghazi? You know, being a gun-running facility, getting guns into the hands of jihadis. Yeah, how about Hillary circumventing a subpoena for her emails by destroying her servers? How about hiring an ex-Brit spy to put together a fake dossier on Trump and then using it to get fake FISA court warrants to spy on him and his campaign? How about that? Okay. Did you hear that Beck's organization, The Blaze, released a recording of a conversation between director or then director of the National Anti-Corruption Bureau of Ukraine and a few friends? the director's name is Sitnik, anyway, he admits that he was helping Hillary's campaign. An Ukrainian official admits he was helping Hillary's campaign. He said, not him, referring to Trump, but Hillary, I helped her. Uh-huh. So what did he do to help Hillary? Well, along the way in the conversation, he speaks of being in charge of the investigation of their black accounting records. Their black accounting records. Hillary's. The DNC. So Hillary had some black accounting records? What's black accounting? Well, apparently, black accounting records involve something the Ukrainian director of anti-corruption gave to the Americans that undermined Manafort and led to his imprisonment, helping Hillary. I know that black box accounting is a device whereby fraud is hidden by creating a bewilderingly complex accounting system. It's called black box accounting. So that's probably what he's talking about here. Maybe that's what he means. He was helping Hillary, using his position as the anti-corruption chief in Ukraine, in charge of investigating her black accounting records. Are you hearing this? He's helping Hillary. He's in charge. You get it. So here's a Ukrainian official admitting to using his position in the Ukrainian government to help the Hillary campaign. No wonder Trump wants the new president there to clean up this mess and expose it to the light of truth, justice, and what was that old yarn about the American way? You see, friend, it's the American way. And Trump, well, he's not a corrupted European aristocrat. He's not trying to be some kind of a king like Obama was, or Hillary would have tried to be. He is a down-to-earth, bona fide American patriot. And now hear this. And now hear this. Attorney General William Barr's probe into the intelligence and origins of the 2016 Trump-Russia investigation is now a criminal investigation. Yeah, they've bumped it up to a criminal investigation, according to a person familiar with the matter. Quote, the so-called investigation of the investigators, and by the way, this is from a CNN reporter, so you'll understand the tone of it. The so-called investigation of the investigators is led by John Durham, a Connecticut-based federal prosecutor who, so far, has conducted some interviews, but has run into some obstacles from witnesses who have declined voluntary interviews, CNN reported last week. The move to make it a criminal inquiry was always anticipated, and it allows Durham to use subpoenas to compel testimony and comes, now again, remember this is a CNN reporter, as President Donald Trump faces an onslaught of negative headlines stemming from the House impeachment inquiry into his dealings with Ukraine. It's not clear what, if any, part of the Trump-Russia investigation is a target of Durham's criminal probe. Really? He goes on to talk about theories, you know, with the obvious innuendo, subtext there of conspiracy theories resonating from the snark. Just now, how bizarre. An article favorable to the, just as I was saying that, an article favorable to the Democrats and attacking Trump appears on my screen as I was writing this down, getting this ready for the show. What's going on here? Where'd this come from? I didn't touch any link or anything. This is really weird. It's never happened before. I mean, an article appears in front of my face that is obvious propaganda against Trump. It pops up in front of my face while I'm working on my show. That's amazing. That, again, I'm looking. There are no links here anywhere that I could have touched. Anyway, this is going to be an intense battle, my friends. They continue to prepare for the bomb. The bomb that's coming. The bomb that's going to explode all their deep state swamp politics into a stinking vapor that will gratefully finally be blown away by a fresh breath from heaven. You, if you listen, can hear the bomb whistling as it nears the heart of the DNC. I have been, with many other spiritual warriors, praying for this exposure of the darkness to the light of truth for some time now, and I see it coming. It's amazing how wonderfully our prayers are being answered. Don't think for one moment that all of this is happening by chance. No. When God's remnant began to take seriously their role as kings and priests unto God and began exercising their authority in spiritual warfare, that's when all this began. And by all this, I mean the upset of Hillary's bid for the White House, and then before that, the exposure of Planned Parenthood, the exposure of the true intent of the LGBTQ movement, which is thrown into our face almost daily, and much more. It's all just coming to light. America has a pretty clear choice if they'll just pay attention. The revelation of the swamp, the creatures that hide in it to do their evil work in America, to undermine our nation and bring it into a one-world global system of tyranny, anti-Christ, anti-liberty, anti-Christian. Yeah, an anti-Christian world system governed by the spirit of Antichrist. You know, to Lucifer, the being that Alinsky dedicated his life and work to. We are at war, all right. It's light against darkness. The only way they win is if we retreat and give place to the devil. Yield to darkness. If we stand and shine the light of truth, darkness will be scattered. The power of darkness was broken on the cross. Look, if you want to understand how we can take America, how we got in the mess we're in, and how we can take America back for God, get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World, a stunning title, unsettling to some, but believed by our founders. It will blow your mind when you realize how so many have been kept cowering in corners, watching their liberties erode away right before their eyes, and then all the while they've been deceived into thinking the world belongs to Satan. What a joke. That's not true at all. You know, he's God of the world, right? Oh yeah, he's king of the kingdom of darkness, right? Yeah, well, you know what? Jesus spoiled that king's goods. Yeah, bound that strong man and spoiled his house. Uh-huh. Broke the power of the kingdom of darkness. Yeah. But anyway, I mean, the Bible says he's God of the world. Uh-huh. Right. Well, the same book says that God is the only God there is, period. So he's bigger than your little God, if you're holding on to that. I don't have time to go into it in detail here, but you can go online and get a free preview of my latest book, God's War. It's a free download. It provides a PDF-I, an interactive PDF. It allows you to get an overview of the content and the essential message of the book, and that's free. Go to booksatdbp.com. Books, the word at, A-T, DBP.com. DBP is for Distinctively Baptist Publications. And then you download that free brochure. Now, if you want the physical booklet, we have that also available. You can get that free, but you'll have to pay shipping. Anyway, if you want to make certain you get a copy of my new book, God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World, pre-order it right now. The books are scheduled to begin distribution in mid-November. So all who pre-order are going to be first in line to have it shipped out so you can get it in time for Christmas. That's the idea of this. Or as many as you want for Christmas. You can buy multiple copies. You get a 25% discount on each copy if you order before November 14. After November 14, the 25% discount will be gone. Use the promo code GW for God's War, GW101. In the coupon field before you check out, you'll get the 25% discount. If you're local and you can pick up your copy from our church bookstore, well, then select local delivery and you'll pay no shipping. And we'll call you when it's ready. You can swing by and pick it up. If you're interested in God's War, call 805-714-7731. And my secretary will get back to you. She'll take your order over the phone if you prefer, or she'll help you process your order online. When you call, however, you do need to mention the coupon code GW101 to do an over-the-phone order and get that discount. Okay, my dear friends, I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. Now you let me know you see they're on. Call 805-714-7731. Just leave a message for us, lights on or lights off. Or tell me you're interested in God's War. We'll get back to you and help you with that. And, of course, you can go to our website, brainmassage.net. That's brainmassage.net. And you can send me an email. I'd love to have a conversation with you about whatever's on your mind. So, my dear friends, God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
The science of a brain massage. The brain masseur uses words like fingers to massage your gray matter, forming insights in the mind that stimulate the pituitary to signal the adrenal to release noneparephrine neurotransmitters and to fire these neurons through the sympathetic nervous system affecting the heart. The skilled brain masseur uses incisive logic to arrest our attention and nuanced razor-sharp rhetoric to cut away the tangled knots in our brains. When these knots are removed, the electrical impulse of stimulating insights fire the neurotransmitters so they can leap the synapse gaps. This generates a sparkling effect in the brain that can cause the countenance of a brain massage listener to glow. Additionally, sudden outbursts of energy caused by the release of glucose throughout the body increases the heart rate, while the pituitary gland in the brain releases all five types of dopamine at once. And this creates that sense of euphoria experienced by many brain massage listeners. And that's the science of a brain massage.